You've left my ring by the soap. If anything, Glenn Tilbrook is simply one of my favorite vocalists. He's, for people who don't know him, he is from Squeeze, that 80s, maybe even late 70s era British pop rock band, kind of lumped in with the new wave bands that came over here back then.
And echoed in Green Day and a lot of other bands, more recent bands.
They've come along, breaking up, getting back together, breaking up. Glenn Tilbrook and his partner Chris Difford are the main songwriters of Squeeze. And Glenn Tilbrook has been out doing solo shows, and he's doing one tonight at the State Room in Salt Lake. And they're famously shambling affairs. He chats a lot with the crowd. He has some solo material that he plays as well as Squeeze songs. Should be a great time. Squeeze played at Red Butte Garden last summer with the B-52s, and he's just a really charming, funny front man, one of these guys with a really wry British sense of humor, really clever songs, and sometimes he tours with a band, sometimes it's just him and an acoustic guitar. I'm not exactly sure which it is tonight, but I have no doubt that it'll be a fine show because Glenn Tilbrook is just a great front man out there.
And once you've seen the Hip Show, yeah. What are the others?
You know, there's some other good stuff happening. The theater season has started in Salt Lake City, and I've seen a couple of plays since the last time we were here in the studio. Something's Afoot is at Pioneer Memorial Theater. This is the last weekend. It's a really fun sort of Agatha Christie murder mystery, but it's a musical comedy as well. So there's a lot of elements of Ten Little Indians, if people are familiar with that story. Even Clue, the board game. I mean, these really broadly drawn characters being really campy. But it's really fun, kind of a fluffy night at the theater, but it's a really fun show. The opposite of fluffy is over at Salt Lake Acting Company with Venus in Fur, and that play is going through October 27th. It is a two-person drama based around a playwright auditioning an actress late at night in his office, and they delve into his play as well as bopping back and forth into real time. Really intricate sort of psychosexual drama, but really funny, really cleverly written by David Ives. I would highly recommend that. I'm still thinking about it about a week later after seeing it, just trying to digest the whole thing. So pretty good stuff out there.